Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Schwenk Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwenk grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwenk grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwenk grill. Welcome to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the gains begin. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Fun and Gains podcast. Happy Wednesday, everybody, our favorite day of the week. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. If you're new here, hey, welcome. Thanks for joining today. I have a very exciting episode today that I thought would be really fun. It's this small trend that I see on TikTok called The Report, REPORT. And each of those letters stands for something. And I think that this is a fun way to kind of check in with you guys, but also you guys can do this weekly. I want to try in big, like air quotes, to have this be a weekly thing that we do on the podcast, that I do. It's kind of a check-in, maybe monthly. Maybe monthly is a better goal for myself to set. But I wanted to do that where I kind of dive through each of these items. So the R stands for reading, E stands for eating, P stands for playing, O obsessing, R recommending, and T treating. Basically, I'm just giving a quick description of what each of these are in my life, give you guys kind of my little report, and have some fun with it. We are finishing out the first month of the year, and a lot of times the motivation has quickly died or it never was started in the first place, which is totally fine. But I wanted to do something to kind of pep ourselves up, maybe have a very small and obtainable, not even goal, but something to keep track of time. I think this can be a great way to also live in the moment and be present and write these things down weekly or monthly for yourself. That way, as we look over it, you know, at the end of the year, we can really have a true representation of, oh, what was this year about? What was I obsessing about over this week? Or what did I love to read? And things like that. I just think it's a cool tool to use. So I thought this would be a fun idea for us to implement. I want to create like a cute little template and maybe we'll do our check-in. I think that will be something that'll be really fun for us to have together and to do together, just so we can feel a little bit of a community and I can see what you guys are loving that week. You guys can see what I'm loving. I just think that's going to be really fun and something that we can do for this year of 2024. That's what today's episode is going to be about. Now, we're going to go into the fun and games segment where it's a little recap of the week. It's some excitement about kind of what's been going on, some highs and some lows. I'm going to start with the fact that there's another Gymshark event, Lift Miami. I cannot wait for this event because these are my favorite things. I love parties, I love events, and Gymshark does it the biggest and the best ever. It's so fun. There's going to be lots of time to hang out and chill. They're kind of reworking how the events typically go. I'm not as booked as I typically am. Normally, I'm doing multiple workout classes and I'm doing lots of panel chats, but this one is going to be a lot more just hanging out, which I think is going to be such a vibe. It's happening the 24th and 25th of February. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Tickets are completely free. You do need to reserve a ticket. That way they can have like a count and a number and idea of how many people are going to come. So definitely reserve a ticket. And I will be leaving a link for that in the show notes. Again, completely free. Come hang, come chill. There's going to be vendors, tons of athletes. We're going to have like PB cages, fun challenges, also just lots of fun hanging out time. And I just think it's going to be so sick. I love and live for these events. So for me, I'm going to be on cloud nine and I cannot wait to meet so many of you and just have the best time with the Gymshark family as well as you guys. I am so grateful for those opportunities where I can meet some of you in person because that is truly something that just brightens my life and my day, being able to connect with you in person, where online is cool, but I love the in-person connection. I feel like that's something that we've gotten so far away from in the day and age of being just living in this digital time. I love physically getting together with people and having a good time. So this is going to be awesome. It is a huge high. I cannot wait for this to come. And the month of February, I have a lot of trips, which is going to be fun. We have a couple very special guests coming up, so be patient. I think you guys are going to really appreciate that. A lot of other fun and gains that I have from this week are going to be included on this report, so I don't want to give it too much away. But I definitely wanted to mention that event and the fact that my four-week challenge is wrapping up. And I want to say thank you to everybody who participated. It has been really cool to be able to do this alongside of you. And I, for one, have so many takeaways from showing myself that I can still be consistent. I have not been this consistent for months, like May of last year. So in order, like the fact that I can say I did my workouts and I completed this program has given me such a boost of confidence that I really needed just to show myself I can still do this, because I have just been, you guys know, really knocked down pretty low. But to just feel so good after completing this program, nothing feels better than feeling better. So without further ado, let's hop into the report. The first R in report stands for reading. So this is going to be things that I'm currently reading, books, comments, DMs, messages. Honestly, those are things that I read as well. And I wanted to have a fun one thrown in here. I'm going to start with something new, which is reading to Vinny. Now, I have always read to Vinny. We always read board books. We do counting books. We do a lot of books. Vinny loves books. We are always reading. But because he's getting older into the age of being able to follow along with a story and be able to, I feel like he's at the point where I can read him non-picture books, like books that don't have pictures on every single page. I was like, I'm just going to start this habit now. And this actually all started from, we have this big Bluey book. It's like 5-minute stories, so they're longer stories. And Vinny will sit and we will read the whole book, and it has like 6 or 8 stories in it. So we'll be reading for a good 20 to 30 minutes out loud to him. And so I was like, I wonder if we could start with actual books. And one of our friend's sisters is a teacher, and she was like, yeah, it's never too early to start reading to them like out loud. That's something that I can definitely tell with my kids whose parents read to them out loud. So I was like, okay, good. And I asked her, I was like, well, what books would you recommend? Because I feel like he's able to sit through longer books now. And she was like, The Magic Treehouse are always good. And I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about The Magic Treehouse books. And it was so fun and nostalgic to go to the store and pick out the whole block of Magic Treehouse books. And Vinny is so excited. So every night we read to him, and it's so fun to just snuggle and cuddle. We'll read on the couch sometimes. We'll even read, like if he has a snack and he wants me to read to him, I'll read to him. Or in bed, always before bed, we just snuggle in his bed and we read multiple chapters. And it is just really fun and fulfilling to be able to have him be read to, because I remember being read to as a girl, and like my mom and dad would come and read and they'd do like funny voices and it was just cool. So again, being able to pass that on to Vinny and see like, oh, my parents did this for me. This is cool. It's kind of a full circle. I've loved it. So I have loved reading to Vinny. We are reading Magic Treehouse, which is fun. When it comes to my personal books, though, I know that you guys are definitely more interested in this. I definitely have quite a few, and I want to say that I used to not be a reader at all, but I started dabbling my toes in through Audible, and I know you have to pay for that, so I want to say I did not know that you could get free books from Libby and Hoopla. So if you have a library card, you can have free audiobooks anytime you want from those apps. Sometimes it does take you a little bit longer to have access to those because it is free, but you can get them, which is so cool. So if you're not wanting to pay for an Audible membership, you can use Libby or Hoopla. Amazing. Cannot recommend them enough. But that is how I first started to read books again, because I used to read paperback, but now when I am cooking or I'm cleaning or I'm even taking a shower or getting ready at night, I love to have a book on. I love it, which is something I used to not do, but I truly feel like that has really helped and benefited my life in such a massive way, to be able to shut my brain off, kind of listen to something else that's a little bit different. And I like a huge variety of books, to be fair. I like classic literature that I know a lot of people are probably like, oh, that's boring. I like little love stories. I think those are really fun. Like, love me a cheesy book about love. Love it. Cannot get enough. So the two books I just got finished reading are Tom Lake, which I thought was really good. I would rate that like an eight out of 10. I loved this story. I loved the way it was told. I ended up really enjoying the characters. It was narrated by Meryl Streep, which I think really made that a good 8.5, 8 out of 10, because she is so fantastic and I love her. And the other book I read was Maybe Next Time. Now, this was on Reese Witherspoon's like book club list, and I feel like a lot of her books are pretty good. This one was okay. I'm going to be honest. I skipped quite a few chapters in the middle, but I still thought it was a cool story and interesting take on things, but I would probably rate it like a 4 out of 10. Two books that I'm currently reading are The Nightingale. I've heard great things about this. It's a historical fiction. I'm very fascinated to see how this book turns out. I may be an hour in. It's quite a long book. I think it's 12, maybe even more listening hours. And the other one that I just started is Part of Your World. This is definitely more of a cute fairy tale love story. I am so excited for this one. I'm probably going to finish Part of Your World before The Nightingale, but it's good to have two depending on my mood, like which book I want to listen to. Two that are on my to read list are Flicker in the Dark. I think that's more of like a thriller mystery type book. And then Malibu Rising. Both of those were recommended to me, so those are on my reading next list. And as always, I would love to hear your book recommendations. I think it's really fun to always have new books to read. Next up is E for eating, and I'm definitely going to share with you a lot of things in this because there's quite a few new things that I'm loving to eat, especially even going to the grocery store. Like, I just love food. I love shopping, trying new recipes. I have posted this noodle bowl. I wouldn't say like ramen bowl, but ramen might be the closest thing. I do use ramen noodles. It is on TikTok and Instagram if you want the recipe, but I will explain it here. So you're going to use ramen noodles and you cook it in miso broth. You can get miso from Trader Joe's, or I feel like a lot of places have miso broth. It is so good. And so I put that in. And then when the noodles are done cooking, also like don't drain out too much of it. Like you want it to be a broth. And then also I add in a little teriyaki to that. Then there's meat. So I use ground beef most of the time or ground bison. And I do like 93.7 for ground beef, like pretty lean. It tastes so good. And I season it with salt, pepper, garlic salt, garlic, shallot, and paprika. 10 out of 10. So divine and delicious. Then I also have, you can use kind of a couple different vegetables. Kale is a great one. Surprisingly, it tastes really good. Broccoli is fantastic. You can do edamame. And I feel like even if you chopped up bok choy pretty small, that would also taste really good in this bowl. And then I just top it with some fresh cilantro, fresh basil, this like Japanese furaki seasoning, which is so good. It's like sesame seeds and it gives a good umami flavoring because it has a little bit of seaweed in it, and lime. That is like the best thing ever. It's like a mix of ramen and pho, because pho has like the lime, the basil, the cilantro. I don't know what this creation is. It's a mix. It is so good. I'm addicted to it. Darian and I eat it like 3-4 times a week. I'm trying not to overdo it because it is quite literally my favorite thing that I'm eating, and I'm obsessing over it. And I don't want to overdo it because I don't want to get sick of it. So I'm really trying to be diligent and not make it every single day, but it is so good. Another little snack that I love is I've got these square rice cakes from Trader Joe's, and they are really, really good with almond butter and bananas. That is like my go-to pre-workout snack recently because I've been working out in the PMs. So I will have like two of those, or even one with just avocado, salt, and pepper, and two of the nut butter with bananas and like a can of mandarin oranges. That is so good. My favorite pre-workout snack. It gives me so much energy, makes me feel so good. And you're mixing, you know, a good carb with a fat and a protein. 10 out of 10. Just absolutely slapping it before the gym. So great. Next is pee for playing. I will say it is snowing quite a lot here, so there is some playing in the snow, but truly it has been too cold to even go outside and sled. So before it got cold, we would always play in the snow, go sledding, and there's some good hills right by our house that Vinny and I love to do and just spend time outside doing that. Also, Darian got us a Switch for Christmas, so we have been playing. It's like Mario 3D World, and it is so fun to play as a family. We just play that in Mario Kart. Love it so much. I'm also playing with new gym outfits. Okay, this one might sound a little bit silly, but Gymshark has been releasing so many good outfits. I feel like there was a little bit of a lag, like a little bit of a lull of like, yeah, like some hit or misses, some decent pieces, but everything has been so good. Anything of the Lift Seamless is a 10 out of 10. You gotta get it. They also dropped Cotton Seamless, which is so comfortable and cozy. They have new sports bras, new sweats, like the Loopback joggers, the Rest Day joggers. I'm obsessed. And new Adapt Fleck. Genuinely, like, of course I love Gymshark. I'm sponsored by them. Use code Brit. Saves you 10% off every time. But truly, I've been loving to mix and match and just have that fun creation of wearing cute gym fits again. I feel like it has been so long since I have done that. And I'm like looking back on my Instagram feed and I'm like, man, I used to genuinely like post the cutest workout outfits and I just have not been doing that. And I'm like, here we go. We're back in it because we've got so many cute outfits. And truly a good gym fit just makes you feel so confident because you're not like worried about how you look because you just feel so confident in it. So you can just really get in and get after it in the gym, which I love. And speaking of the gym, that is the last thing I'm gonna talk about playing with. It has been so like playing with the gym, but playing in the gym, meaning having fun in the gym. That was something that I really wanted to bring into this year is not put so much pressure or anxiety around the gym. Just have fun with it again. And that's something that I really needed and really have been wanting because the gym has always been such a place for me to enjoy and to push myself. But coming back from surgery, it's just been really difficult, but I feel like I'm finally getting back into that headspace of like having so much fun, loosening up my workouts, relaxing, not stressing as much, and just even doing cardio again, mixing up my workouts, having fun, like listening to my body and just moving and being active and just feeling so flowy and fluid with working out. And it has just been fantastic. I feel like I have before just been putting too much pressure on it. And taking action and just getting it done is one of the best things I've ever done. I have never been so consistent before. Like, it has been months since I've been so consistent. And again, going back to the beginning of this podcast, how I said a huge win for me is completing this challenge and completing a program again of feeling like, wow, I actually can show up to the gym. I've got this routine down. I feel so much more, I wouldn't say control, but a little bit of it is control. When you feel on top of it, like you can handle things, you're doing what you say you're going to do. There's so much power that comes from that. So it's just been such a highlight to relax and not stress as much, having a big win in that consistency. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Next up is obsessing. What on earth am I obsessing about? The first thing is going to be Glamnetic nails. Now, I'm a busy girl. I don't have time to get my nails done in the salon, but I want my nails done because it adds so much to my life. It really does. It makes me feel pretty and put together, and I love it. Glamnetic nails, not sponsored again. I always use my own money to buy these, are fierce. Like, these things last 2 weeks as opposed to static nails. I feel like static nails will last like 7 to 10 days, but Glamnetic nails, while fully lifting, last like 14 to 20 days. They last forever. One might pop off and then I'll just glue it on real quick, but then I'll be good for another couple days before anything else flies off. Like, I am so impressed with how sturdy, and they have so many cute colors and designs. I love Glamnetic nails and I can't tell you enough. Okay, the next one is going to be a little bit polarizing because I got the Shark FlexStyle like hair tool thing. It's basically the dupe for Dyson Airwrap. I wanted a Dyson Airwrap, but I just could not splurge. I could not justify $600 on a hair tool for myself. That just honestly, like, I feel like I kind of fail as an influencer because I'm just not the type of person to spend money. I just could not do it just to like be cool and feel like I fit in. I couldn't do it. And I've been waiting to get one of these for so long. My friend got one and I was like, oh, that looks so good. And I don't even have a hair dryer, you guys. I don't even own a hair dryer. And I'm like, I at least need a hair dryer. I'm looking at hair drying prices and I'm like, a freaking hair dryer costs so much money. I'm like, why not just get the little Shark Flex style thing? It is a hair dryer, but it also is an air wrap. So it gives you a blowout and I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I have this desire to be really girly and feminine, and it's not like my innate nature. I've just always been a little bit more rugged and gym bro. Like, I love to just go with the flow, not always get as fancy, but recently I've really been wanting to like step a little bit more into femininity and actually do my makeup and do my skincare and do my hair, and it makes me feel really good and confident. And that might be a silly thing, but when you just have not been feeling well, when you finally feel good again, like, I just want to expand in all aspects of my life. So getting ready in the morning has been such a joy. Doing my hair, having a cute blowout, and oh my gosh, it lasts for like 3-4 days. I am so impressed. I feel like everybody says their blowout doesn't last. Mine lasts so long, and the Shark Flex style is half of the price. I'm a huge fan. But also with the long of getting ready, I feel like I've definitely also talked about this, but lip liner. Let me share with you some of my favorite things I freaking go to when it comes to like skincare, hair care, things that I'm just obsessed with. First of all, the lip liner, Refi Beauty. I'm obsessed with their lip liners. I use Taupe and Fawn. They have a little setting part in the bottom of the lip liner so you can set your lip liner and it lasts so long. I love to have it matte, or I even throw on the Refi clear gloss and it looks so good. I love having something on my lips. I feel so much like prettier and more confident. I don't know what it is. I've never been like a lip girly, but I am now and I stand by it. When it comes to skin, Coco Kind, I love their serums, and I just started using their chlorophyll one, and it is so cool. I also finally got a new blush that I'm obsessed with. It's by Rare Beauty, and it's in the color Bliss. My sister-in-law used this for Christmas. The blush I had is like Happier Joy by Rare Beauty, and it was too pink. I wanted something more natural and not as showy or flashy, and I finally got this new color, and I'm obsessed with it. I love the look. It is such a just more down-toned blush. Obsessed with it. And speaking of Rare Beauty, they have like a liquid luminizer. It's like a highlight. You have to get it. I have it in the color Mesmerize. It is stunning. It adds such a beautiful little shimmery highlight sparkle for you. Those are some of my obsessions. And when it comes to hair, I almost forgot to mention Day. I love their Shine Gloss hair treatment. I love their hair oil. I put that in after I have a blowout, and their heat protectant. I always spray that in before and it helps hold my curls. I love that. I love their leave-in conditioner and I love their styling cream. Day's hair products, I stan and I'm obsessed with them and they smell so good. The last thing I'm going to throw in there for an obsession is looking at potential new homes. That's all I'm going to say. Moving day is coming soon. And Darian and I are getting excited. Next up is R. The second R stands for recommending. So something I would recommend. Truly, I feel like I've already given a ton of recommendations in this episode. So I'm going to give like kind of motivation advice that I would give my younger self, which is to stop overthinking and take actions. Sometimes I just have to not think about something and go. And I feel like that has been the mantra of this year. And I've talked to you guys about this already in this month of how much better I feel by just getting up and going, not overthinking, having a plan, time blocking, and doing it, taking action. I was stuck in the like thinking, the thought bubble phase for so long. I just felt so stuck and like paralyzed. Like I just couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. And I think a lot of that had to do with anxiety. A lot of it had to do with just the phase of life I was in, all of the health issues that I was struggling with last year of just feeling stuck and just it was not a good place to be. But this year, I am just taking so much action. I am going forward with so much and just not overthinking. And the last one is T, which stands for treating. So what do I do for treating myself? Currently, it is a nice long skincare routine or a nice long shower with a good book. I love that. Actually putting like nice lotions on myself after a shower, sitting in a robe, using eye masks, like having that time to myself to unwind, or watching a favorite show, doing something for myself that's going to refill my cup. And sometimes doing something for myself is staying up a little bit extra late or taking a couple minutes in the morning to write my to-do list, to write my plan of action, to plan and to prepare. Sometimes the way I treat myself is actually getting my butt up and doing what I said I'm going to do. And I'm like, oh, wow, my future self is going to thank me for just getting it done. So sometimes it is what I need in that treat is relaxing and unwinding and taking some time and space for myself. That is a huge treat. Another treat is doing the tasks that are giving me anxiety that I'm procrastinating and I'm getting them done. And then I feel, wow, I feel so much better after doing that. What a nice little treat for myself. Now I can chill and relax for the rest of the time. A little munchy treat that I have been loving is if you go to Trader Joe's, they have these blondie bars. Now, of course, homemade is always the best. I love to homemade bake. I love to do it. And typically, I always homemade all of my baked goods. But I went to Trader Joe's and I was like, ooh, these blondie bars look so good. So I made them from a box and we devoured them. That is a delicious treat. And Aldi has these small ice cream cookie sandwiches, which are pretty macro friendly. So if you're really trying to be conscious and be better, but still have a sweet treat, depending where you are in your fitness journey, like everybody's is different. Some people, you might be looking for a way that you can still have a sweet treat in your routine, not feeling as guilty, but still like give yourself that. And other people, Like, you need to not be any kind of restrictive whatsoever and not worry about it. So again, I know everybody's in a different place, but if you are trying to be more conscious about things, Aldi does have like this 60 calorie, it's like a little ice cream cookie sandwich that is absolutely delicious. And it's a little treat that you can also have every night that is super yummy. I know some of you are looking for those options, so I thought I would share that out there if you wanted it. But again, don't feel any pressure. I'm not like trying to push anything on you guys. Love ya. Wow, you guys, that's the end of the report. I feel like that flew by. I'm like kind of shocked how quickly it went. But I do want to say, when it comes to reading, the very first one that we talked about, how grateful I am for reading all of your nice comments and messages and reviews. They mean so much to us. Darian still goes and reads the reviews. So if you ever write a review, thank you so much. They really do make our day. I appreciate all of your guys' love and support. I am trying to do better at replying and messaging back. That is a huge goal of mine this year. I feel like I was so good at that. And then I kind of got out of the habit. I feel like in October, just being sick and having gone through surgery, I just needed some time out, and I need to rework that in my routine and my schedule of replying and just being able to chat with you guys, which is so much fun. So thank you again for all the love and support. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Cannot wait to get some amazing and fun guests coming up. I hope you guys have the best week ever. You deserve it. You are so loved. I would love to hear some of your reports. Comment them on the podcast, Instagram, and I'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and games.
Bye, I love you. Fun and Games for me. Bye. Make sure to call this. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.